No, we need to look at the rather dark other side to this truth, which is the opposite of being thankful. What the Bible has to say about that, and it has a great deal to say about unthankfulness. I'll just point out to you what to me are very, very significant statements in Scripture. In Romans chapter 1, Paul, in a most masterly way, outlines the decline of the human race from the knowledge of God into the most appalling wickedness and sinfulness. And Romans chapter 1, horrible lists in the Bible of human degradation, misery, and wickedness. We could ask ourselves, how is it that humanity declined into that? And the answer is given in Romans chapter 1, in verse 21. And it says there, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful. And those are the first two downward steps of humanity into that dark pit that's the end of the chapter. What are the two steps? They're both negative. They didn't glorify Him as God, and they were not thankful. And I want to tell you that every time we cease to be thankful, we're starting on a downward, slippery path. It's very dangerous. Don't even start on the path. Because it's hard to turn round and make your way back up again. Again, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we have another fearful list. It's interesting to compare Romans chapter 1 and 2 Timothy chapter 3. Romans 1 is what I would call the logical outworking, and 2 Timothy chapter 3 is the historical outworking. What is humanity going to be like in the last days at the close of this age? And here we have this picture, beginning in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. What will bring the perilous times? The decline of human character. For men will be lovers of themselves. That's the root of the whole problem. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. What's the next word? Unholy. You see where unthankfulness finds its place in the list, next to the unholy. And I have to say, to be unthankful is to be unholy. You cannot be holy and unthankful. And if you are thankful, it's a very great help to being holy. What's the opposite of being thankful? What kind of conduct is the opposite? I mean, you could give a lot of different words, but I think the Bible word is murmuring, or in more modern English, complaining. And I want to suggest to you, basically, if we're going to say anything, it's going to be either positive or negative. There's very little in words which is neutral. So if we are not thankful, we will almost certainly end up being murmurers and complainers. Now, don't ever, but any means, give any indication, but how many of you lived with complaining people? Don't answer me. It's one lady raised her hand, she just couldn't keep it down. But I think you'll agree it's miserable. Don't be that kind of a person. Let's look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. I think it's verse 10. Yes, he's warning Christians against falling into the same errors that Israel fell into after they were delivered out of Egypt. And he says in verse 7, do not become idolaters, as were some of them. Verse 8, do not commit sexual immorality. Verse 9, let us not tempt Christ or Messiah. And then he says in verse 10, let us not murmur, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. And there are many examples of this, but if you look in Numbers 21, Israel became discouraged or impatient because of the long, wearisome journey. And they began to murmur against God and against Moses. And God sent fiery serpents amongst them, and they began to bite the people, and they began to die. So, amongst other things, it just doesn't pay to murmur, because it exposes you to fiery serpents. Not necessarily physical serpents, but all sorts of poison enters you through murmuring, through unthankfulness. So we're really faced with these two opposite possibilities, being thankful or being murmurous. Make up your mind, set your will, I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to find the scriptural basis for thankfulness. I'm going to find the scriptural reasons for being thankful, and I'm going to practice thanking God all the time.